You may have heard that events are great for your business, and you may be thinking about running one yourself. So why exactly would you want to run an event? Well, a couple of reasons. It helps you reach a new audience and create awareness for your business or your brand. It also helps you educate and share information, and it also helps you increase the amount of donations that you can get by running events throughout the year. This is Dave Charest. I'm content manager here at Constant Contact, and today we're going to be talking about event planning and how to set your event up for success. And my guest here today is Eric Mintz, director of Constant Contact's EventSpot product. He's our subject matter expert today. Eric, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It's good to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been in the event management industry for about 14 years. Mm-hmm. I had a small business myself doing event management technology, and I was fortunate enough to end up here at Constant Contact and be involved with the EventSpot product.
Great. Yeah. So we're going to be covering three topics today. We're going to talk about the first steps to planning a successful event. We're going to talk about knowing your audience and how you get their input ahead of time. And then we're going to talk about how to measure the success of your event. So let's get into it. The first steps to planning a successful event. Eric, what should someone be thinking about when planning their event?
Yeah, I think the most important thing if you're hosting an event is, you know, what do you want to achieve mm-hmm. for the event? And, you know, this question can become very clarifying if you can answer this question in a single sentence to yourself.
Okay.
You know, you may have philanthropic reasons. There's a cause that you care about. You may mm-hmm. want to raise money, you know, do some fundraising. Maybe you're a subject matter expert mm-hmm. in some type of topic, so you'll train and educate someone. Maybe you're looking just to open up some type of networking opportunities for mm-hmm. people. I think, secondly, another good thing to consider is, what does success look like mm. to you? You know, what's your ROE, the return on event? It's rare that, you know, you host an event in a vacuum. You typically have people with you. You're going to want to share what that success looks like. Mm-hmm. And it could be just some simple things. It could be maybe just doubling the number of registrations that you had from a previous event. If you are doing training, some education, maybe 100% of the people achieve some type of continuing education mm-hmm. in the CEU. Or maybe simply you just want more word-of-mouth marketing through social yeah. media. But I think those are the top two things. You know, what are you hoping to achieve, and what does success look mm-hmm. like to you?
And what role do, I mean, the people you're going to be inviting to this event, what type of role do they plan or take into the planning process?
Sure. So your event can't be successful without people showing up, right? So you really have to consider, it's got to be top of mind. You know, what is interesting, what's relevant to your attendees, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to draw them in? And secondly, what would they achieve by attending the event? If you were doing some type of training and education, you know, did they achieve some type of accreditation? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're getting some type of product training. Again, maybe you're just opening up networking opportunities, people to, you know, interact with each other. And also it could be, you know, are they walking away with materials? Mm. So I think but most importantly, you know, got to keep the attendees top of mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really sounds like the audience for a particular event also helps you kind of decide what type of event to run as well. So it's really important that, I guess, you know who those people are that are going to be coming to your event. So that kind of moves us into our next section here is, like, you know, when it comes to knowing your audience, how do you, you know, get their input ahead of time, and what type of information do you want to get from them?
Yeah, typically, you know, when you start planning an event, it's a very kind of broad perspective. Mm-hmm. And as you get closer, as you inch, you know, closer to the event, you want to approach it more with a scalpel. You know, clearly you want to get input from people because, you know, that's what's going to, you know, if it's interesting, if it's relevant for them, that's what's going to draw them in. Sending a simple pre-event survey, asking people what interests them, right? And that helps really narrow in terms of what you're going to offer at the event.
Mm-hmm. What type of questions are you looking to get there, like, from them?
Yeah, what's interesting about this is, and we've done a study at this at Constant Contact, which mm-hmm. is, it turns out the biggest challenge event hosts have are the location mm-hmm. and the date.
Yeah.
And so one of the things you can do as, you know, hosting an event is, again, you can send people just a simple one-question survey and potentially give them a couple different dates and locations. Mm-hmm. And then it helps you sort of make a numerical analysis about, you know, where will I get the biggest bang for my buck mm. in terms of people showing up. But, you know, obviously you want to know who's coming. You want to know the number of people coming yeah. because you may be planning for food, entertainment, clearly you may have some venue constraints in mm-hmm. terms of space. So I think, again, asking a pre-event survey can help in terms of what's the best date, time, and location. The other thing, too, is, you know, in today's world with social media, it's so mm-hmm. it's so pervasive, it can be difficult to understand where is your audience hang out.
Yeah.
You could ask them a simple question as a part of that survey, kind of what's the best channel to reach me, you know. This could be even generational. If you're a baby boomer, yeah. they typically like email. If you're a Generation X, like you and I, you know, we like social media.
Yeah.
Millennials like texting, mm-hmm. right? So a pre-event survey can become very strategic for you in terms of questions to ask and, you know, and
yeah.
where does your audience hang out?
So when we get into actually looking at, you know, how we measure the success of an event, so what are some of the ways that somebody can do that?
So clearly, you know, the obvious, we always, you know, ROI has been talked about, mm-hmm. you know, to death, you know, what's your return on investment? Mm-hmm. And those are the basics, you know, what are your costs? You want to include your time. But I think sort of a greater sort of umbrella is, like I talked about with ROE, the return on event. There's a lot of intangibles
yeah.
that you need to take in consideration with your event. And that's a lot of, you know, that can be today, especially around social media, you know, did you generate the buzz,
right?
Are there people out there talking to you? So mm-hmm. I don't think it's, you know, clearly costs are always going to be top of mind, but I wouldn't, you know, overlook or underestimate the power of word-of-mouth marketing in today's world.
What other questions should people be asking as they're evaluating their events?
Yeah, well, clearly at the end of the event, did you achieve your goals? And that's mm-hmm. why we started out talking about, you know, think about what are you trying to achieve. But next, you know, would you do the event again?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a better approach to hosting an event? Maybe a live webinar. If you had people coming from long distances, maybe that would save them on travel costs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, clearly at the end of the event, you're going to want to be kind of retrospective and think about, was that the right channel in order to get my message across?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Eric, let me just recap a bit here. You know, we talked about the first steps to planning a successful event, and it's really all about setting goals ahead of time so that you can start making smart decisions about your event. Then we talked about knowing your audience, and it's really important that you engage your audience and let them help you shape that event that you're going to be running. And then in terms of measuring the success of an event, you know, you want to pick those key factors to measure and make sure you're asking those tough questions about whether you'd run that event again and those types of things. Eric, if we could leave people with one kind of thought from today, what would that be?
Clearly, in any process, I think, you know, careful planning, you don't want to procrastinate, right? You want to give yourself enough time, enough runway to really be successful. And I think that I would say those are kind of the big components in terms of driving a successful event, which is just early planning.
Great. Eric, thanks so much. This is Dave Charest, Content Manager at Constant Contact. Thanks for listening.